can pray for these particular things first for ourselves. And I'm going to ask that as we come to prayer now, if you're able to kneel, we encourage you to do that. You'll have to forgive me. I'm not able to do that yet. And so don't follow my example necessarily if I just sit or stand or walk. But a posture of prayer that will keep you engaged and alert. But if you can kneel, that's good. But we want to pray, and let's focus on this, what we just looked at in Ephesians 1. We're going to pray for needs. We're going to pray for the sick. We're going to do that before the night's over. But if we could just start with the priority of eternal things, and pray one for another, pray for this camp now, as we go through these couple of weeks together, that we would have a greater knowledge and understanding of who Jesus is, that we would know him, And so maybe you would want to keep your Bible open and look at these couple of verses and just kind of pray along with Paul. But let's do that tonight for one another. Maybe you've been praying for your family members. Maybe some friends that just aren't here and they desperately need a greater knowledge and revelation of Jesus Christ. Maybe you bring them to mind as you're praying. But I believe God, when he hears prayers like this, God responds. He answers this kind of a prayer. He may not answer your prayer for a brand new, whatever the top of the line car is today. He may not answer your prayer for a lot of things that may be temporal. He does these things. They're blessings from God and his goodness. But I do know, I guarantee, he will answer this prayer.
Amen.
So let's pray and believe God for this. Lord, we come now.
Jesus.
We thank you for this this word that you have given to us through Paul. We thank you for the encouragement that it is for us today. This isn't just ancient writings, not something we just learn about that applied to some other Christians 2,000 years ago. But God, you have given this to us as your living word. And God, we believe tonight that this is for us to stand upon. And so, Lord, as we come, we know that you will hear our prayer. We know that you will honor our prayer to know you in a greater way. And so, Lord, put within our hearts a desire, put within our hearts, Lord, the ability to pray well. And that by your Spirit, Lord, you would move in our midst now for your name's sake. Amen. Now let's pray one for another. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, pour out your Spirit, we pray. Lord, come. God, come. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Dear God, dear God. Jesus, oh God. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Now there are particular needs, as we've just prayed for those that have health needs and are really suffering in body. Some that may be long term, and maybe some things that you're suffering, or maybe you've just been made aware of. And, God has power over this, that we're told in Scripture. One of the marks of the kingdom is a Savior, a Messiah, who brings healing. And so we want to believe today and stand with one another. I hear so many of the stories that are being told, even just a couple of days here with us, and the needs and a dependence, a recognition that if God doesn't intervene, it just seems like it's this never-ending situation. So I'm going to ask if you have a physical need, maybe you just where you are. Maybe we could all just take our seats now so that we can pray one for another specifically in this. Maybe somebody next to you needs prayer tonight. So why don't we look around, take your seats, and if you have a need, let's start specifically for healing in your body.
Jesus, Lord, we just Jesus. Believe it, and we
yes,
claim
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Jesus. 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 Lord, you know every burden on our hearts tonight. May not be physical needs. Some have shared, Lord, the need that we have in our spirit, in our mind, in our hearts. The battles that are being fought internally. Maybe some that are walking and living in fear. Dear God, I pray that you would break these things. You have come to bring to us deliverance. You have come to bring us life, O God, abundant life. And Lord, what the enemy has been looking to steal, to kill, and to destroy in us, oh God, his devices and schemes, Lord, we ask now that you would raise up a standard, oh God, and that you would work within us, Lord, and strengthen us and quicken us, we pray. Lord, let every bondage be broken tonight. Let every stronghold be broken tonight, we pray. Let there be a freedom, Lord, that comes by your Spirit in our midst, we pray. Lord, let there be no hold on your people, we ask. Lord Jesus, break it tonight. Lord God, we believe you for answers to prayer. We believe you for miracles, Lord. We believe that you'll do things that we're not even aware we need.
Yes.
Bring to us your joy, God. Bring to us a song in our soul. Bring to us a dance before you, O God, a shout of victory.
Yes.
God, we have been dragging long enough. We have suffered long enough. And God, you have heard the cries of your people before. You have heard the groanings, and you have come to rescue. And God, you know the groanings of our heart tonight. It is not deaf. It does not fall on deaf ears, but God, as you have heard our cry, Lord, would you come and bring deliverance to your people? And Lord, we will give you thanks and praise, Lord, even through this night, pray that there would be a work of your Spirit in each room, God, in each cabin. And Lord, even in our sleep, Lord, would you come and visit us? Would you do a work through this night, Lord, as we've prayed that we would wake up, it would be a new day. There would be a new experience, oh God. There would be things revealed to us, shown to us, done for us, oh God. Lord, we ask this for the name of Jesus' sake, Lord God. Let there be honor and glory brought to your holy name. We thank you for your presence here tonight. We thank you for the assurance that you have given to us, Lord, and a confidence, a peace that we leave with. Lord, we love you. God, we praise you. We thank you. You are so good. You are so good. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. We ask this for your name's sake. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We are dismissed. If you'd like to stay, please feel free. Continue to seek the Lord and sit quietly. If you go, go quietly. Lord be with you tonight.